This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, wait. What happened to my one here? Oh, come on, come back to the utilities. There we go. Okay. Grab my pen. Recording. Okay. Okay, so we have a verification of quorum. So if we would just all stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I get a motion for acceptance of the agenda? Do we have anything to add to it, I guess? Does anybody have anything to add that's not on here?
Make a motion that we accept the agenda as published.
My second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes carry. Alan, do you want to do the treasurer's report?
Okay. First thing. And okay, the Bank of the West, our money market deal there, we have 715,000 there, and we had checks and interest earned, and the checks were kind of expensive. So our current balance as of 10/31/22 is $714,769.13. There was a question about, I thought we were going to be earning more interest than we currently are, because currently we are getting $5.29 a month, and I thought we was going to be earning something more like about 120. They are working on the problem to give me an answer why that's not that way. So.
Hi,
Susan. It's okay. We thought you might be in traffic.
Okay. Bank of Oklahoma. We had a beginning balance of $21,990.58. They have a service charge and the interest we earn. So because of the service charge, and apparently next week I'm going to have to go down there and find out why they are charging us $2 a month service charge, or we have nothing on loan. So that service charge is supposedly for if there's a loan service charge, and we don't. Our loan is paid off there, so I have to find out what the deal is. But our current balance is $21,988.95.
Did we have to make a deposit into that account every so many something so we that's so it doesn't close, right? But not so that
we don't get a fee. We left that almost $22,000 in there to basically keep open a line of credit. Mm-hmm. And I'm now wondering if they're going to keep charging us $2 and we're only going to get 37 cents interest, I'm thinking we need to reduce that to about $5,000
and move the money somewhere
and move the money somewhere else. And I'm a little disappointed right now in Bank of the West, unless they can give me an interest rate that matches what we're getting at community banks. I'm thinking we'll just put that money in the community banks deal. The problem is we still have, in the community bank in a money market account there, we had a, at the beginning, balance was $802,916.80. And that particular money market deal is earning us $170.49, which is like five times what Bank of the West is.
But the purpose of moving to another bank was so that we didn't have all of our money in one institution.
Right.
So I think if you're thinking that they don't fix that interest rate and that's...
Well, what I'm thinking is we may have to move it into a different kind of account there than what we have, because the banking account we have now has checking with it. And I'm wondering if it just needs to be a straight money market.
Well, did you ask Mary Ellen? I think it has to be a different bank.
Well, it is. It is in a different bank. The amount that we put in the Bank of the West, I was under the impression when I originally talked to them that they were going to give us the same interest that the community banks was giving for our money market account. And then when we get the first statement, it's only $5.98.
But did you talk to them and was that?
I went down there and they said she's talking to corporate. The problem is Bank of the West has been sold and new owners are taking over. So their bookkeeping department is in
flux.
A turmoil. Anyway, so I'm hoping I will find out what the deal is and if there's
Canada has to be though, a change. Right? Wasn't it Canada?
The purchaser was foreign, and I'm trying.
It's Canada or France?
I think France owned it. Some banking institution, and that was sold to some institution in Canada. So it's still foreign. Anyway, so and. Regular checking account, we had a beginning balance of $1,105,463.76. We had transactions of the 700. We had total transactions that cleared for the month. This after we paid bills, and we this counts the money that we put in Bank of the West. Transaction was $751,676.81. And so when everything cleared, we have an ending balance currently on account of $212,081.60. Now, we also, out of that, we paid the bonuses, which totals somewhere in the neighborhood of
$56,000.
And so that's why our monthly transaction was more than what we normally have in the budget.
And
so we're still in very, very good shape, because our next deposit comes in February, which should be a pretty substantial kick again, because the amount of money, because influx of people.
And we're also under budget on all of
we're actually under budget on all. When I look at the budget things here, there's only a couple places where we are over budget, and they have to do with like one thing here, our professional membership, and it's all because she paid it in one lump sum, because we got a discount for paying it in one lump sum on different memberships instead of parceling it out over every 3 months paying a membership. It saved us like almost one.
But overall, we're under budget.
So we're actually in very, very good shape. I mean, a lot of the deals were at 15% of budget. So if you look at the various things, even towards the end of the year, the only thing like trash pickup, we're at 85%. Rent on Simla, we're at 99%. So we're actually, in most other cases, we're at 30 to 47%. We're way, way under on what we projected in budget. So we're actually in very, very good shape. Is there any other questions?
I do want to add that last month, we did a resolution to take 30K out of the reserves to put it into personnel so we could pay the bonuses. We had enough money in the personnel where she could pull it from other places. So I
did have a question. You started to talk about the community bank money market, but didn't give us the final balance. We got the beginning of the month balance.
Okay. The beginning balance or ending balance for the money market is $803,087.29. We've been that deal ever since we've done in there. We're getting about $170 a month in interest. And I thought that's what we were going to be getting, something close to that in Bank of the West. But so far, they're still monkeying with what the type of system or the account, what it's listed as, because their corporate deal, apparently that particular bank, which I don't understand, because I thought there were a couple other entities that were operating through that bank, but the corporate office seems to be not very knowledgeable about entities that are public funds.
That was the problem they were having when she was trying to set it up too,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes. Do you want this to put in your file for the financial records?
Yeah, just okay. I think so.
Let me catch another number here.
Okay, and I'm going to keep this deal on the interest because I to go back there Monday or Tuesday, because she called me this afternoon to tell me that she hasn't forgot me. She just hasn't, the corporate hasn't got back to her with the information.
And that's back to the web.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. That's a lot of information. Can we get approval of the minutes from October 26th board meeting? Those were sent to all of the, mm-hmm. all of you.
I make a motion that we
approve. Any changes?
I would like to make a motion to approve the board minutes for last month.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes carry. Branch managers report. We'll start with Lori.
I didn't write anything, so this will go really quick. One thing that I did. Very cool, and that I'm really glad we're part of Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Anybody knows about Neighbors Helping Neighbors? It's all of the many of the organizations in Elbert County that help, and they meet twice or three times a year. The next meeting is, I think, set 3 months out, but it's really quite good. And they're going to try to put together some kind of directory so that people can find them. But it's just, it's a really great meeting because you get to meet people who are helping. Echo and Dads of Elbert County, and one of the horse rescues was there, and Dwayne was, well, his representatives were there. Dwayne wasn't there this time, but two of the nurses that he has now. So it's really good. So the next time it's hosted by the county. It's over at the fairgrounds in the Ag Building. And it, you know, it's interesting because it's a combination of the county and then Echo, and then there's a few faith-based organizations, and it's very cool. And it just occurs to me that the next time I'll let you all know and see if somebody wants to come with me, because they're very cool and people want to help each other. Let's see, we're going to have cookie decorating here that Jen has pretty much put together, so I've stayed out of the way. Robert put on two presentations. There weren't a lot of people, but the people who came were really, really engaged. Jen was here.
About his barn books.
Yeah.
Well, the first one was about the barn books, and then the next one.
The second one was, he called it
mindful photography. Oh, yeah. So we kind of talked about like being in the moment mm-hmm. when you're taking photographs and yeah. like thinking about, you know, I don't know, thinking about them instead of just like clicking away.
Oh, he's a very good yeah. photographer.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really cool. And the people who came were super excited about it. And there's one woman who used to be, I think a photographer for the rodeo. Mm. So they were really bonding over oh, photography.
Cool. And mind, what was it again?
Mindful photography. Mindful photography. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Other programs are very well attended. Storytime gets bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. We're still looking for an ASG. We rewrote the job description. It doesn't seem to have helped very much. Mm-hmm. I've got one mom here who would love to do it, but she homeschools, and mm-hmm. so she doesn't think mm-hmm. she has the time, and she'd do a great job. But yeah. So I'm going to have to get the word out a little further, because mm-hmm. Jen is doing like four jobs now. There's a painting group here. It's just a kids painting group that is really kind of interesting. The woman who's putting it on called me first and wanted to know if the library wanted to put it on, but she needed to be paid, and I just said I can't do that. But so instead she does this, rents the room, and they were here most of the day today, and they were having more fun. I mean, wonderful. Serious, great fun.
That's cool.
So it's very cool. Yeah. I'll talk to her about if there's a way that we can have programs in the future where we can pay her, because she was great.
We have established that there's a following too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which would make the payment worth its.
Yeah. 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 The chess club continues to grow, and you were here one afternoon when the chess club was here. The chess club is not quiet.
I laughed because I was like, those kids were in here laughing and carrying on. And I was like, what's going on in there? And then I looked and they were playing chess. I was like, that's supposed to be a quiet game. But they weren't quiet. It was cute. They were having fun.
Chess apparently is a different thing when you're a kid.
I know. Right? Yeah. It was cute. It was cute.
Yeah. So other than that, things are going well. Where are we looking forward to having Susan here? We can hardly wait.
Yeah.
Yay. Yay. Thank you.
I thought you could go. You guys are kind of connected in the stuff that you do. And then I'll go last.
She doesn't want to be connected to me anymore. She doesn't want to be connected. Someday soon.
She won't have two desks.
I'll follow with the events. So also this month we had a Halloween story time that ended up being about 40 people. So that's pretty great. We're thinking next year of splitting it and having an older kids Halloween thing, because we had a lot of older kids come. So it was kind of a weird, it was a weird dynamic. So thinking about splitting it for next year, but it was awesome because there were so many people here. And then also same thing happened with our Curiosity Club this month. Janie did How to Catch a Turkey, and they built these traps out of marshmallows and toothpicks.
It was so fun.
Yeah. And the previous month, did you see them? Yeah. Yeah, it was a great idea. But last month we had, I think, two kiddos show up to do slime. So we planned for maybe 10. And again, we had 30 plus people here.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yes. Janie had to run out and get more supplies to build turkey traps. So that was pretty awesome.
Is that reflective of the growth around here? It must be.
Well, we had a good group of homeschool kids families that were coming last year, right before I started. Mm-hmm. And they kind of tapered off for the summer. And I think they're kind of starting to come back. And they did come to Curiosity Club a lot. Okay. And they just haven't been here for that. And I think they got, you know, back into the swing of things with school year. And they're like, oh, we should go. And it was everybody. And so that was fun. All right. So Kiowa and Albert, I've been doing a lot of stuff with Kiowa. after our last board meeting, I met with the Friends of Kiowa just so I could introduce myself, and they were super awesome, and they set up the meeting for me and then put the word out. So it was Friends of the Library and then also a couple other people from the community. So that was really nice to kind of meet them all and get to know them and talk about, you know, what they've done in the past for the library and some potential things that they could help with, I don't know, maybe next year. And they brought up that they think the front doors might need another coat of sealant or varnish. I don't know what's on there. So I've been talking with Rick about kind of, well, following up with Rick about things that need to get done around Kiowa. So I asked him about putting another coat on the doors maybe. And then they also mentioned that there was one rainy day where there was water coming in, maybe from under the door. So I'm going to talk to him about putting, I don't know, sealant between the doors and along the bottom.
One of those bands on the bottom.
Yeah, I think there's one down there, but it doesn't quite very well. So he's going to look at that. And then I think Ruben had ordered a new toilet, and it's been sitting in the shed, so I asked him about that. Mm-hmm. So he was going to come in this past weekend to put in a new toilet, and he said he had flooring for the bathroom as well that he was going to put in. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm like, all right. So he's going to come in this past weekend, but it doesn't look like he came because nothing is different. So I'm going to follow up with him and see, maybe he needs something, or I don't know. Because I know he's going to go buy the wax ring and get it set up. And then he's also still looking for a back door. The issue with the back doors is too short. And so he's looking at RV doors. And he said that they might work.
Deal. He's been really working on it for a while, trying to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
That's the one in the back that was broken.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's gonna.
The joy of antique buildings with weird doors and things.
I know, right? Yeah, so he was gonna send me some options there, but I haven't seen them yet. So I'm gonna probably next week after Thanksgiving.
RV door?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that gonna be strong enough?
That's what I was thinking too, but I was looking them up and they look pretty solid.
Yeah. So we can see what he comes up with and then.
Yeah, we'll see. See what the options are, and I'll let you know.
Like maybe we just need to have a door built for it, a solid door.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Because the ones that you buy at the store, they're too long, so you'd have to cut it, and he's worried about it being.
Most of those doors, if you, depending on the style you buy, if you whack them off,
they're hollow inside, right?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
they'll have a solid all the way.
But the trick is. What you got to do is you got to cut off the top, you got to cut off the bottom because that.
Well, can't you special order a door the size?
We can certainly have one custom made.
Yeah. I know of a couple places that would make a door.
We've got a patron here.
Yeah. It would not be very cheap, but.
We've got a patron here who made shutters for for Sandy's house and did a wonderful job.
Okay. I mean, maybe
he might be somebody too.
Okay.
When I did insurance repair work, there's a mill shop in North Denver, and they'll make a door to fit anything.
Yeah, I mean, a solid door that, without the glass.
Yeah, without the glass.
Excuse me.
I mean, this guy could make a solid panel door. I mean, it would have a panel insert, but there would be no glass.
Okay.
And are there requirements being a historic building?
I don't know.
I know we can't change the outside the
exterior.
The problem is that particular door is in an addition on the unit. It's not part of the original construction, so I don't think that there's any architectural situation there, because it architecture of that addition is from the 50s on, or when it looks like it was done.
Okay,
so that I think that part is irrelevant. Front door.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Right. I had something else in my brain about that, but it has left. Let's see. So today I spoke with Playaway, the company that makes Wonder Books, to get some Wonder Books for Kiowa. So we got an account set up separately. They were wondering about how we wanted our account set up. And so I said, for now, we'll just do two separate accounts since I'm receiving invoices at Kiowa and you're receiving invoices at Elizabeth. Yeah. And then if you decide, they said it'd be an easy change. So
I think I have my own separate also.
Okay, cool. So I got that set up because I have some money I need to spend in the non-print materials. So I'll get some Wonder Books for Kiowa. And then, we talked about events. Oh, yeah, I think that's it. Okay.
Well, in Simla, we hosted Halloween. It was a great fun. We had some trick-or-treaters. We had the bench like we usually do. Now we're moving forward. Camber started last Monday. So she's ramping up. Jen, she's getting trained by Jen, which is the first time we've ever had an opportunity for one ASG to train another ASG. I would say if anyone possible to do that in the future, it is wonderful because it's a very comprehensive position. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of moving parts in that. It's different than just learning tasks.
Yeah.
How do you spell her name?
Oh, Camber, K-A-M-B-E-R, Watts, W-A-T-T-S. And so Jen, it looks like Jen's last day will be the 2nd of December, and we're going to host a going away little thing for her on the 28th of November, so a week from yesterday, from like 1 to 4, just with some cake and punch and what have you for people that want to stop by. We're, as far as programming goes, we do an annual holiday craft series, which is basically an opportunity for anyone that wants to come and build a few things that you could give as gifts. So every one of my staff picks a project, and we each teach. It's like a 30-minute craft, and we each take 30 minutes to teach a craft. And then at the end of the night, they have 4 gifts that they, or, you know, things that they could give away as gifts if they want. We're also doing a paint party, I believe next week, cookie decorating, middle of the month. And then we also collaborate with our fire station because they bring in Santa for pictures. And then we do a craft. So like Santa's in the main thing where they have tables and stuff set up, and then the kids can rotate through and see Santa, do a craft, and then they have the parade afterwards. You know, pretty much all my purchasing is done for the year, winding down on all of that. And then I just have some, we had a little fun in our library, and this is from myself and my staff. Thank you for, I don't know who can get Robert's to him, but as a thank you, and for our bonuses.
Aww.
I don't know.
Awesome.
There's one for Robert. Will somebody see Robert?
I'll see him.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that to Robert. But even Willow's in the picture.
So
that's just a thank you. We really appreciate that you considered that and made that happen for all of us in the district, but it was just a small thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Sweet.
That's
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to add that Alan and I went to the Elizabeth Harvest Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great fun. We planned for seeing over 700 children, and we brought like glowing rings and candy, and we ran out of it all. So we saw lots of families. It was a busy day. And Alan shared one of his pups, Ember, and I think she was the star of the show.
Nice.
Was like, yeah, so cute. So that's a good time.
Cool. Okay. We'll go to the next item. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for the card. It's very thoughtful. Okay, so let's talk about the budget. So there were only a few things that changed in the budget from the original budget that was provided in October or September. I can't remember when we did that. You had a couple questions, and I wanted to answer your questions.
Okay.
So you had a question about the IT. Our hardware is owned. We own it.
Okay.
And then our hardware are things like computers or mm-hmm. printers, yeah, or stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the telecommunications, you asked about the telecommunications. Yeah. We, I don't want to say we rent the telephones,
no,
but
we own the telephones,
but we pay for this.
We have a contract for the service.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For okay. the service.
And so that's like telephones and facsimiles, but not cell phones or anything like that.
We have one cell phone now.
One cell phone.
And
getting a cell phone for a public library is just about getting a bank account.
Wow. And the thought about that when we got the cell phone, you did get the cell phone, but that when the director came, it would be her phone. So, but Lori has it now.
Yeah, we might want to talk about that because the other thing that it could be used for that we would really like is to get credit card payments going here. This system that we have is so outdated.
So you have a Square.
Maybe even to that maybe you might purchase an iPad, a current iPad or something.
Yeah.
Maybe what you have is outdated and that's why it doesn't work so well.
But we should talk about that because if we go to two-factor authentication, you'll be getting a text or a phone call when we're doing something, which might not be great.
I'm used to it.
Okay.
It's up to her. It'll be up to her. We'll leave that up to her, and you guys can talk about that when she comes on board. So the things that change. So on the property liability D&O insurance, we had originally budgeted for like 15,000, I think is what she said. And then she got the bill in and it was 16,000. So that's why that changed. And then the other thing that changed was the, the audit. Originally the audit was going to be like $7,800, but then it came back, it's going to be more. So she increased the audit amount.
Because she had based it off of what we paid last year, but they had a rate increase.
And then in personnel, you know, when we originally did it, we hadn't finalized all the budget numbers. Mm-hmm. So these have all the finalized budget numbers. And Susan, what you see under the director's salary is your relocation agreement activity. Yeah. So that's included in there. Okay, so those were the only things that changed. Does anybody have any other questions? In here, we did put in the budget for an IT person, Susan. We think you're probably going to want to check into that when you get started. You might need that support. And then the other thing that's in here, I mean, it was in the original budget too, but I just want to share, like, we need a new email system. And so that was budgeted in here for a new email system. And the requirements for, I finished up the documentation for the requirements for automated payroll. And so what I hope to do is make contact either, probably this week won't be good because it's Thanksgiving, but next week make contact with people. And the goal is to get the people in here from Paychex, Paylocity, and ADP to do demos. So, because the goal would be we could get that done and that. And that was budgeted so that we could have an automated payroll come January. So that will take care of a lot of our reporting and hopefully, right, with the right payroll. I mean, we don't see it, but Mary Ellen does it. There's a lot of reporting that happens at the state and federal level. And I will add, in case there are questions, since we're talking about budget, in case there are questions or you've heard rumors in the community, that the commissioners have not, or the county, I shouldn't say the commissioners, but the county has not submitted their audit, which was due in July. I had said, I think in the last meeting, that Commissioner Richardson said it wouldn't impact us. We are hearing more ruffle about it. So Mary Ellen did reach out to the state and the state said it would not impact us. Mm-hmm. So if you hear people talking about that and having concerns, maybe they haven't put it together yet, that our tax dollars, but if you do, it should not be a concern. So you can let staff know that if they're hearing rumbles, they're concerned. Okay, any questions about the budget other than what I shared? Okay. I will say also, Susan, for you, this was the first year that the managers were engaged in budget planning. I felt like they were the closest to it. And so they should have say in that. How you decide to go forward with that, of course, will be up to you as a director. But that's what we did this year. So they did have say in the library services act, items like programs and stuff like that. Okay, so if nobody has any questions, then board, can I get somebody to make a motion that we accept the budget?
I've looked at everything and I looked at part of this the other day. So I just looking at a couple things. No, I don't have any questions.
I mean, basically, we took and looked at last year, and Mary Ellen made some adjustments. And then again, on the things that were library services and programs, she checked with the library managers to kind of understand, what do you guys need? And so she took that into consideration. And then the personnel stuff was based on having a full staff and the new salaries. That's how that was included in there. So, and all of the salaries, I went over all of the salaries for each of the employees with each of the managers. So they understand what those are.
I'd go to adopt the budget.
So all in favor of adopting the 2023 budget, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, Carrie. And then we will, I think Mary Ellen already had one on the board. I mean, on the web. Did she have you post one?
Yeah.
It is posted.
Mm-hmm. Was it the, we'll make sure it was this one.
I posted the one that you sent me most recently.
Okay, that was, I think it was the 18th, and she double checked it. Okay. So since we have no changes, then we're good there. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I pulled off there. So it's
is November. It?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. And then we want to review the calendar. So all I basically did on the calendar was I took the dates that Wendy had done the year before. I took those dates and I just aligned them to what the actual dates are and like moved one day. So I just took the actual days and changed those in terms of the holidays. And then the Wednesday date, I just used the same Wednesday date that was every Wednesday and put the same, like in May, Kiowa, June, Simla, September, Elbert. And then this Monday, December 4th, special board meeting. So since we've approved, we have this for here as well. I mean, for this year as well, this December, potential December 5th meeting. But since we're approving the budget, we don't have to have the December 5th meeting. Okay. So that was just if we didn't approve the budget. So December will have no meetings. Okay, so does anybody have any? And then these staff meeting dates and stat dates, Susan, those are things that you'll determine with your staff. And so, so I left this director to announce, so you can look at when you want that information, and then we can adjust the calendar. I'll make sure and send you this in soft copy so that you have it, so that
you sent it.
Did okay. Okay. So okay. Any questions or comments about this?
I've got a comment that actually it doesn't pertain so much to next year, but future years, and the reason. It doesn't pertain to next year's because Christmas and New Year's are on a Sunday. So we don't have to worry about it. But I would like, and I'll remind us a year from now, that at least on New Year's Eve that we close by 3 instead of at 5. I hate that my team is driving home in the dark on New Year's Eve.
So do you want me to change this and say the libraries will close at 3 on New Year's Eve?
Well, see, New Year's Eve
is Sunday. So that it sets a precedence going forward.
Yeah.
We even wondered about doing it this year, but it's probably too close.
It'd be a pretty quick turn, though.
Well, at least, I'm not talking about tomorrow, but I'm wondering about
Christmas.
And well, is it Christmas
and Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving would be, I think, too soon. We can't.
Right, we can't do that. We've already put it out, but I'm saying.
Well, the Sunday here, you're not even working anyways.
Well, but that's next year.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right, but if we change it to 3 p.m., then it'll go 3 p.m. moving forward. Mm-hmm. We won't forget the conversation we had now. So we could update it with the future in mind.
I mean, it would be lovely also to close. I have to admit that I'm following from the other big place where some of us used to work. They close at 3 o'clock for all three holidays. And I don't know if that's necessarily, but New Year's Eve to me is just critically important that people be home before dark.
So can the board, Susan, as a director, will you have any concerns with that? Okay, so as a board, do you guys have a concern if we change this so that it reads the libraries will close at 3 o'clock on Thanksgiving on 11/22, which is the day before Thanksgiving?
Christmas Eve and New Year's.
And then
it should say on Christmas Eve it would close, but because it's a Sunday, that piece is missing. Because usually on Christmas Eve
we close for the whole day on Christmas Eve.
When do we close on Saturdays?
We close here.
Oh, that's right. We are closed on. Yeah, that's right.
So maybe so this Saturday should be moved.
It's just those two.
Also.
Yeah.
So if we just.
But Christmas Eve is on Sunday. We're not going to.
Well, maybe the way it should read, though, is any day before a holiday, we will close on three.
And that's confusing. No. I think that if we do it
every holiday, we're going to close a Thursday. We're gonna close before. On Christmas Eve. Like, you're not going to do that on Juneteenth.
So it's just Thanksgiving and New Year's.
Proposing to change the 11/23/2023 closing to 3 p.m. or 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. To 3 p.m. on that one and 3 p.m.
December 31st, 2023.
And we would like it approved for this year for 3 p.m.
And then for additionally, this. New Year's Eve closing at 3:00 p.m.
Okay, so this year we have a published calendar, but I'm going to leave that to Susan. Okay. She can just do that, right? And like, and you guys will just let people know. So just change it.
Yeah, we don't post it until, and then we can get it changed on the internet because you had put it up on the internet.
Yeah, so you can change that. I mean,
so you don't need us to change this year, just
we need. No, since we're just going to review and approve the one for next year, do you have a problem with us changing this to 3:00? Or do you have a problem with that? Okay, so can I get somebody to make a motion that we accept the meeting schedule with the exception, and that we make changes to the closure on Wednesday 11/22, and the New Year's Eve time closure to 3.
Wednesday, you said Wednesday.
Just change this one. No, this is 11/23 is Thursday, but this is Wednesday. So on 11/22, they're going to close at 3, which is Wednesday.
Okay.
So I move that we adopt this schedule as presented with the exception that the libraries will close at 3 p.m. on 11/22/2023. And additional exception that the libraries will close at 3:00 p.m. on Sunday, December 31st, 2023.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I would second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes carry. So I will make these changes and then I will send it to you.
Thank you.
Okay, Wendy, you have a Library Foundation update for us?
I do. I'm a financial person.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
And I kind of work in the behind the scenes with the each one of the branches. Albert, I do the Friends there. Elizabeth, we have Sandy Burke, Kiowa Dora Smith, and Simla is Tamara Doctor. So I get all those numbers from them, so they're so helpful. And so this is where we're at right now, 94,660.93. That's for all of them together. The foundation, there's not been a lot of activity, but I have a deposit to put in there too, and a couple other things in there too that go in pretty soon. So it'll be updated. You'll get a fourth quarter at the end. I just did the periodic report not too long ago, so I keep up with that. Right now I'm doing postcards to the IRS because we haven't been making over 50,000 in a year. So I do that. So that's been continuing to be updated on that. So we're current with all of those things. Then I received a notice about that Patty Sword she's resigning from the foundation. So I think it's just, Alan and myself on the foundation. So we're going to be needing to work on doing a drive for the foundation.
I'm thinking we need to have a meeting in January, first part of the month. Because I talked to the two ladies at coffee in Elizabeth 2 weeks ago. And so and I've thought of a couple of people or at least one person to try the foundation board.
Good.
And or if I can also maybe interest him in applying for trustee, because I understand he's at loose ends now. He's retired and he's longtime county resident. So
okay.
I am the other trustee member. I just, I think we had a meeting, haven't we?
No.
Okay.
So we'll need to, if we come up with a date,
Okay. Yeah, January shouldn't be too hard for me.
Okay.
How many people need to be on the board for the town mission?
Well, you should have president, vice president, secretary, treasurer.
Oh.
You know, just kind of, there should be
five.
Yeah, at least five would be good. Yeah.
So you're looking for three more people?
Well, no.
There's three of us.
We need two more.
Two more. Because there's three of us then.
Okay.
So you need two more for officers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We need a president. Well, actually, I am the president, so we need a vice president replacement. And I don't know, it was the other lady, was she the secretary?
Patty was the secretary.
So we need a secretary unless you want to deal with this being a secretary.
But she,
this is
we'll
pretty
talk
low
about
key.
This.
This is real low key.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
No, that's what I have to learn to say no.
It's a lot of fun, Sheila.
Oh, I'm the secretary of a lot of girls.
Okay.
We'll work on that though.
Yeah, and so I have some ideas about fundraisers, and then we visit with Susan too to see what her input as well. So, yeah.
And so, were you saying that when you hit over 50,000, you have to do IRS reporting?
That's mm-hmm. earnings in a year, correct?
Yeah,
it's not
year.
The total.
Okay. So, but it's not a big deal because, like the women's club, I do that all the time. And all it is, you just do a full blown tax return versus just a postcard saying that no, we didn't earn more than 50,000.
Wow. Okay.
So that's not a big deal. I did that for the Cowboy Up Rodeo and for the.
Okay.
The event at the area, the big, it was the tea. Was that the foundation that did the tea
no,
that time?
No, okay. It was the Elizabeth Friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness,
it
I hope
was
we
so
don't...
much fun.
Oh, it was not fun to put on.
No, I bet.
It was not fun
it
to put
fun
on.
It was fun to sit and enjoy it, though.
People loved it, but for all the effort, it didn't make very much money.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Just wondered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You talk about effort per dollar, it was.
Mm-hmm. I saw. In my hometown, they're friends of the library. They had a really cute kind of thing where people baked goods and then they wrapped them up and they brought them in and they did like, you're like.
The county won't let us do it.
Oh, really?
There's new, that's the other problem with the, with the food has to come from a certified kitchen.
Oh, because they were like, come get goodies for your, mm-hmm. For Valentine's. They did it for Valentine's. They did it for Mother's Day. Was a fundraiser.
The counties, you should be able to do it under cottage food law.
Mm-hmm.
If you certify that all your people are like cottage food certified,
producers.
Which is actually like super easy, and mm-hmm. a lot of us are.
It's just a little test you take online.
Then we can talk about it.
Oh,
but it was going to be a big deal for the tea because a lot of their preparation is in the kitchen there at the fairgrounds. And there was going to be an inspector there to make sure that they.
Okay. Oh, well, that might be different serving tea versus baked goods.
Well, this was baked goods and it was also sandwiches.
Okay.
They made finger sandwiches and there was an assembly line in the kitchen. I mean, they worked so hard.
The cookies that we're giving out at the Mayor's Christmas tree lighting for ECAA, that's all cottage. We're all cottage food people.
Ours are from Safeway.
Yeah, that's all we're doing, Safeway.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so, but so we'll have an update for sure.
December. Okay. I'll include you in the January meeting.
Okay.
For the update. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any public comment?
Oh, audit update.
What is the audit update?
Oh, sorry. I checked it off. Wait, we did
that.
That's
so fun.
Thank goodness for Mary Ellen this year.
Yeah.
She has got all the books together. She sent a couple of books to the house for me to sign. I have some things to sign that miss signatures, but otherwise. I think she's got it all ready for the auditor, and we will be
ready to go to submit that to her when she's ready to start. So, and we will use the same auditor that mm-hmm. we used last year. Actually, we tried to get other people and they were like, it's not worth our time.
Most of these either they didn't even bother to return a call.
I had one person return the call, but she put a call out to certified public accountants across the state of Washington. So, do you have any other items from board members?
And this is just something that came up. I was in a meeting with the town the other day about the mayor's Christmas tree lighting. And we were just talking about the different groups that are, that have activities going on. And they mentioned that Tim back in 2021 had talked about doing a town storybook, like some kind of poster display about town that people could walk around and see. And I said, wow, that sounds like a great idea. Let's not bother anybody about that. We have a heart attack, but we'll have a director next year, and so I'm just kind of like putting a pin in that next year maybe, and it doesn't have to be this, but maybe when the mayor's Christmas tree lighting comes around, as it's becoming a bigger thing, that might be something that we might want to
we had a table at the tree lighting last year. That's not yet, because Chelsea and it was great. I was there early and just did darn near nothing. And the minute Chelsea showed up, it was like a rock star had arrived. It was the funniest thing. It was hilarious. And they sat around the fire and they read. But I don't think we've right now got the bandwidth to do that this year. I'm hoping next year we can do a whoop-de-doo, but it's going
to be. I told them, like, we've got the new director who's starting the Monday after the event, and we'll think about that for next year.
And as I said, it was wonderful. It was terrific. I think, Susan, I think what Tim was talking about was a story wall.
That's what it sounds like.
Story walk. Yeah. It's a copyrighted thing in library land.
And what is it really?
Yeah, because they can really describe it to me.
Along a trail or along a path, there will be signs, and it's very often hooked up with a book. Now, I don't know what Tim had in mind for making it into local history, because we don't have a book, a local history book. But that's,
you just have the local barn book.
Yeah.
I've seen them where they're just, you know, they make it look like a book, and it's on some kind of sign. And
but he started talking about it when the new it's not new anymore. It was the walkway, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The new trail along the creek. It would be a great place to put one, because it's just such a nice trail.
And you walk from one to the other and read the story as you go.
From one page to another page. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys will have to do that next year.
In our spare time.
We don't have to worry about it. We'll have an ASG. You're just going to be down.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We have to go out and just grab one.
Right. You, here, now.
Okay. Do we have any other items or any business from board members?
I have a very brief thing, and it's just a suggestion. My team doesn't know yet. For them, it's not going to be a suggestion. I think it'd be a good idea if all of the board found some time in the next month or so to go to Castle Rock and look at the new building. You can't get close to it, but see what new construction looks like, and then go into the library that's operating and take a look at how things are done there. They have considerably more budget than we do. But the kind of the lighting and the signage, and actually it'll be fun because it's a beautiful library. And something that I had forgotten, I pick up old books there all the time. I live like 3 minutes from that library. Mm-hmm. So things that I feel like I can't justify buying here, I'll borrow from them. And I normally go to the whole shelf and don't go any further. That's such a mistake. I don't know how we're going to do it, but man, people have to get into the library to see how wonderful
it is. That's what I saw when I was there not too long ago, and I'd never been there, and it was like you walk in and the holds are right here, and if they actually had to walk in to get their holds, they would actually come into the library and experience more of the library versus the convenience of walking in, grabbing things and then back out the door in a 20-foot distance.
Yeah, I can do it in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
The hardest part is parking. Mm-hmm. And that's going to get better. But
right.
But anyway, I think everyone would get excited, one, because the picture of a new building, it's been fun watching it go up and think this is what it would look like to have something new while we're still operating, and then see how things are finished inside, because I think we can do that. I mean, it's nothing over the top. It's just it's just really nice.
I think with a new director coming in, right, we finally have a director, that I think that the board can go back to doing board stuff, and that we'll be able to focus more on, and I hope that you strategic plan with the board to determine like how we're going to get from point A to point Z. I think you'll be critical in that. So,
but as I was leaving, I was thinking this would be a positive thing to do. You guys have had so many awful surprises for the last year. This would be something where you walk away and say, dang it, we can do that.
I'll do it.
I'll go take a look at it.
Yeah, I will.
Hey, let me know when you go. It'd be nicer.
Go together? Yeah.
Let's go together so we're all thinking the same way. Yeah.
Field trip, that's right.
Yeah,
field trip.
It was worth lots of places for lunch.
I was going to ask you.
Lots of places.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for bringing that up. Any other comments? Okay. Get a motion to. Oh, I do want to thank Susan for coming. Susan, thank you for coming. You'll start on December 5th. We need to talk about a time for you. I have some stuff for you. So we'll want to make sure and get you new employee oriented.
Onboarded.
That's right. Onboarded.
Not washboarded.
Not washboarded.
So happy.
So I'll be working on with you to pull that stuff together for her on that day. So, okay.
All right.
Can I get a motion to
make a motion that we adjourn?
You go ahead.
I second it.
Yeah, there we go.
All in favor?
Aye.
Eyes carried.
Good work, Patty. You made it out.
I'm ready. To hang out. I'm like ready.
No meeting in December. So you guys have a very happy Thanksgiving.